It is Sunday, March 25th, 2007. This is Aaron Smith, the art guy. Put some ice on it, it'll be fine. This is the Academic Aesthetic. Best backyard ever. Hey, how's it going? It is a beautiful day outside, and my wife is cutting onions, which I just can't stand the smell of.
Pot pie.
So, I helped her cut the other things. I helped her with the chicken, I helped her with the potatoes, but just for the onions, I decided to take a walk, and hey, while I'm out here, why not do a podcast in my backyard? Isn't this beautiful? Yeah, I thought so. Today I'd like to talk about a new podcast that I started listening to called Teaching for the Future, which you can find at teachingforthefuture.com. It's done by a guy named Dave Lamort, who I don't know too much about because I just started listening to it. I listened to a bunch of them while I was running some errands today. And his most recent one, I really liked. It started off talking about a bunch of news stories, but then he got into talking about what was art. Well, as a visual arts teacher, this immediately piqued my curiosity, and I wanted to hear what he had to say. Mr. Lamort started quoting a few things, in particular, talking about how art is now actually harder to define ever since Duchamp's Fountain. And if you don't know what Duchamp's Fountain was, my recommendation is to go to thearchive.com and look up Duchamp. You'll find a picture of it, and probably an explanation. That's a pretty good resource for art teachers. But moving on. I actually disagree that art is harder to define ever since Duchamp's Fountain. It did start to get a little confusing when photography was invented because, well, here's something that it's sort of like a painting, but theoretically you didn't have to put any effort into it. Those of us who have taken a photography course and have been inside a darkroom know that's not true. However, that was sort of the opinion where you didn't have to know anything about proportion or whatever. I see photography as something that was actually a very liberating period of art, where people started thinking more about what art was and how it no longer had to be a painting, a drawing, or sculpture. It could be more things. I think the definition, instead of becoming more complex, became simplified, where it was no longer, well, you had to have a painting, a drawing, or a sculpture, just you had to have creative expression. And my personal opinion is that if you are expressing yourself creatively, it's art no matter what the media. This video is a form of art.
When you're in airport.
Granted, I'm not very good at it. Now, granted, you can draw parallels between this and education. David Warlick goes on in most of his podcasts about how we need to redefine literacy because technology, which in this case, instead of photography, involves computers and the internet, has a different form of literacy, which nonetheless is still just as valid. And yet our education style tends to be towards the industrial age. Even today, with all the technology, I can't go into a classroom nowadays that doesn't have a computer in it somewhere, be it a small lab for the fifth graders, or just the laptop that was issued to the teacher, whether or not they wanted it. I suppose instead of just redefining art or redefining literacy, we should start redefining education in its entirety. Following the lines in which I redefined art by my own standards, I think we should redefine education the same way. It should no longer be seen as a classroom with a bunch of desks and a teacher who will teach to a standardized test, but perhaps it should just be an environment where learning is done. Now, granted, a lot of things which can, in theory, be simplified, in reality become very complex. My own art club is extremely complex in the planning, when really I just wanted to have a bunch of kids get together and do some cool art projects. By its very nature, the organization added complexity to it. And schools tend to be the same way. We have all these schools with teachers in them. How do you assess the teachers? Well, it's kind of hard to do, but we do have these standardized tests. Are the tests great? No, not really. If you install them, they tend to make teachers teach to the test instead of teaching to the real world, which is really what we were supposed to be doing in the first place. Unfortunately, there's not much we can do about it because there isn't really a better way of assessing one school versus another or one year's progress versus the next year's progress. If you can think of a better way, please let Congress know because we need one. Until then, Standardized tests are, unfortunately, the best way to go. But standardized tests aren't the only things we need to see in the classroom. We do need to prepare students for standardized tests. However, I do feel that we should have other teachers in each school that aren't really held accountable to the standardized tests so that they can work more on helping students understand that lifelong learning is something that's not just fun to do, but something that you really have to do if you want to be successful.
Psst, what do you think my job is?
Well, my wife's done with the onions, and I'm done with my rambling, so I guess it's time for me to go in. If you like what you've heard, or you don't like what you heard, by all means, please visit my website at academicaesthetic.com, or email me at theartguy@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter. My handle is theartguy. Go figure, I'm real original, aren't I? And I am currently looking for intros or audio comments. If you are interested, just go to my website and click on the big blue button that says, leave an audio comment. And that'll end up in my inbox. Of course, if you have a video camera, you could always record a video comment for me instead and email that to me at theartguy@gmail.com. If the file's too large, post it on any file sharing service that allows downloads and give me a link to it. I'll download it and include it in my next podcast. Until next time, this is Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, saying stay subscribed, fare thee well, and even the birds are twittering.